From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. And now, a shaggy dog story. Scientists have located the genes that make a poodle's hair curly and a collie's hair long and straight. But the research is not so much about hair as it is about how genes cause disease. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports that the hair of the dog has a tale to tell.
Before we get to the science, let's get the skinny on dog hair from a hands-on expert, dog groomer Patty Dunn, who works at Greater Annapolis Veterinary Hospital in Maryland.
This is the kennel. This is where they board.
She gamely tries to describe the kinds of dog hair she has to work with.
Is an old English sheepdog on the left. He's just had his hair cut. They definitely have really long hair coats. They're not totally.
Okay, so dogs wanted no part of this. We retreated, and I pressed on in my investigation of canine coiffure.
A poodle will definitely give you more options as far as a haircut goes than a border collie. A poodle kind of has like an afro that you can fluff up and do anything you want to, whereas a border collie lies flat, so you have fewer options.
And that difference is exactly why geneticist Elaine Ostrander studied dog hair.
So if you think about a dog's coat, it can be long, it can be short, it can be curly, it can be wavy, it can be straight, it can be wiry, it can be soft.
Ostrander, who works at the National Human Genome Research Institute, wanted to know how genes create all this variety. So she studied about 1,000 dogs from about 90 different breeds. She searched dog DNA the way a chef might compare recipes for a souffle. What changed ingredient makes one different from the next? What mutation gives an Airedale his curls and a golden retriever her tresses? What she discovered, and published in the journal Science, was that a mere 3 genes control all the different kinds of dog hair.
This particular study has demonstrated to us how you can take a seemingly really complex trait. You can go to the dog park, and every breed of dog looks different than every other breed, it seems. And yet, you know, when we get down to the molecular biology, we really find that it's combinations of 3 different genes that accounts for all that variation. And that's incredible. I mean, 20 years ago, I never would have predicted that.
Now, this actually has value in studying disease. Human and dog cancers are very similar. So the fact that only 3 genes can create so much variation in hair might provide clues to how genes cause so many cancers in dogs and humans.
Whether or not the exact same gene is mutated in humans doesn't really matter. It's telling us the pathways that are involved, the kinds of genes that are involved, and the kinds of changes in those genes that lead to those diseases.
Ostrander admits she had help with her research from one particular border collie.
Tess. It was short for Contessa because she thought she was really something. I got her when she was 9 weeks old. And for the first 10 years of my career, she came to work with me most days.
Tess has since died, but is remembered as spending her time in the lab herding graduate students. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.